Om Shanti. So we've heard quite a lot already this morning, and what I'd like to do with you for the next hour or so is explore some ways in which we can do some of the things that were talked about this morning. Even Baba, the blessing today, wasn't it, to really have good wishes for everyone. Good wishes and pure feelings. And because for the second half of the cycle we have been hurt by people, we've been hurt in our relationships, that our hearts have closed because we want to protect ourselves from this hurt. So we all have this experience of feeling that our heart has been hurt. Have you all had that experience? Anyone not had their heart hurt? We've all had that feeling, because this is the state of old souls at the end of the Iron Age. We're all very sensitive and we've been hurt before, not only in this birth but probably for many births this has happened. But in this birth also we may be carrying some sorrow and some pain, and especially when it happens when we're young, often that inner child, you know, that being that has come maybe with some baggage and some sand scars, but with the new birth you come more innocent and more open, and then things have happened either through relationship with the parents or other people that have squashed that pure innocence. And so I'd like to do some exercise with you today which looks at that inner child, both for yourself and for others, because it's a way of practicing having good wishes. And we're going to practice two things. We're going to practice really this sense of just wishing well to the other person, and in the way that Belinda was saying, see the soul, see the beauty in the soul. So we're going to see the beauty in the other soul and practice really giving those good wishes. And then in the second part of the exercise, we're going to practice seeing the sorrow in the other soul and really giving that soul compassion. So they're two slightly different feelings, and it'll be interesting to see if you notice the difference. So the first one is just really wishing well for each other, but the second one is when we're suffering, when we're taking sorrow, to remember to give ourselves kindness, and also to give that kindness and care to the other person when they're suffering. So we're going to do an experiential exercise on that. And because our relationships are so broken and our hearts are broken, this is the main method that Baba uses. When Baba says, have all relationships with me, that is because he knows he's the only one who won't hurt us. He's the only one that we can really trust. And he allows us to use him as the kind of template so that we can build that relationship back in ourselves. So through connecting with him, we learn how to be a really good mother, a really good father, a really good friend, a really good companion. Because if we try and do it with human beings, because they're not perfect and because they're also broken, they're going to hurt us. And this is why Baba says, just do it with me. I'm really the only safe place. You can support each other, but that real intimate connection, that's what he's offering. So he's becoming like a therapist as well, in a way. We can tell our sorrows to him, all those things. So, and the other thing about sending good wishes in relationships, which is what we were saying, I think all the speakers this morning said this was really a key to helping to mend good wishes, energy at Amrit Vela, all those kind of things. I heard a lecturer say once in a talk, saying that the true test of any spirituality is not when we have good feelings and loving connection with those who we like. It's really when we can have those feelings for those who we don't like. Okay. And this is a really big thing in the world today, isn't it? Because everyone is splitting. There's this group versus this group, right versus left. You know, so many countries you can see that they're really projecting all that hurt inside onto the other person or the other group. So it's a very common thing that's happening. I was in another lecture recently interviewing a man who runs a center for peace and reconciliation, and I was asking, how do you get people who really hate each other to work together? And he said the key to this is respect. So it really got me churning on what is respect. And we won't be going into that so much today, but I think respect is deeply linked to this idea that that person has a right to be who they are, they have their own history, they've been through their own hurts. You just never know what anyone else has been through, so why they're behaving like that. You just have to respect that they have their own story, and you don't know the whole story, so there's a reason behind their behavior. So I think this idea of respect, really being sensitive to other people's stories, what they've been through in their life, even if you don't know the detail, and something we can churn on about how respect really helps us in difficult relationships. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is find one other person, and you're going to sit opposite each other for about 20 minutes while we do a commentary, and we're going to practice giving good wishes, and then we're going to practice giving compassion to each other. And it's a little bit complicated. I think all the translators have been given a copy of all the translators got a copy of the commentary just to help them. And you are going to have to move your chairs around a bit, and there is a space at the back. And I guess it's easier if you sit opposite someone who speaks your... You won't be speaking. This is all done in silence. Only I will be speaking. And one person will have their eyes closed and they will be receiving, and the other person will have their eyes open and they will be directing their thoughts to the other person, and then we swap over. So can you all, so you need to be comfortable, you need to move your chairs, so find a person, and you can use the back of the hall if you want to. And so you can sit comfortably looking at each other for about 20 minutes. No, you don't need to write anything. So sitting so you're facing each other, like you were giving drishti to each other. So be in a position where you can see each other. And I would really encourage everyone to find a partner. Maybe Chrissy and Valerian, could you just walk around and check everyone's got a partner and help people get together if they haven't? If you're sitting side by side, you're going to get a sore neck. You really need to sit facing each other. If you don't want to do this exercise, if you really feel uncomfortable being in a partnership and you just want to sit it out, that's all right. Just let people know if it's something you don't want to do. But I would encourage you to try. If you don't want a partner and you just want to sit quietly on your own, that's also fine. How are we doing? Are we all partnered up? We've got one sister without a partner, is that right? No, she doesn't want to be in a partner. Then we'll have to make one three, unless someone's sitting at the back like Ella, would she want to do it? Ella, do you feel like doing this? Yeah. Could you? Oh, you've got a partner. Okay, you don't look like you're a partner. Huh? You have someone here? Yeah, there's a spare person here. Raise your hand if you haven't got a partner. She's disappeared. Where's she gone? Who's her partner? Who's her partner? Oh, they are sitting on the floor. Okay. No, Ella said she was with Savita. Yeah, Ella and Savita. Ella and Savita, are you doing this? Can you sit down then so I can start? Okay, so you've got 1-3 there. That's fine. The 3 is also okay. Okay. Are we ready? Okay. So, just before we start, so one person will have their eyes closed, so they're going to be receiving, and the second person will have their eyes open, so, and then we swap over. Decide who's going to be receiving first. And then, just sometimes when we do this exercise, because we're talking about our inner child, some feelings might come up. So if you find feelings are coming up, just remember to breathe. And if you're feeling a bit emotional, that's okay. You can just stop doing the exercise, but take care of yourself. If stuff comes up for you, hopefully you'll be all right, but just be aware sometimes it does. And there will be a little bit of drishti in between when we swap over. And this exercise is called Awakening Our Hearts. So it really is a way of directing good wishes towards the other person and towards myself, and then experiencing compassion towards the other person. And we're just setting our intention to approach ourselves and the other with more loving kindness, good wishes and compassion, and see what happens. Just let the feelings flow through you and feel it as an energy that you're sending or receiving. Now, when I speak to the person with open eyes, the task is to mentally direct the words to your partner, the energy, and at the same time, the person with closed eyes mentally directs the words to themselves. So begin by closing your eyes and just placing your hands on your heart for a moment, just to remind that you're paying loving attention to your experience. Just to bring that energy of kindness, that healing energy to yourself and your experience. So one person has their eyes closed and the other can now open their eyes, and you can leave your hands over your heart or put them back on your lap if that's more comfortable. If your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. And if your eyes are closed, within yourself. Knowing there are gifts and strengths that are already realized, and those that are still seeds of potential. Like in every human life, there are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humor, creativity, generosity, and tenderness. Your heart and the heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. And as you look, if your eyes are open, imagine your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, you can imagine yourself as a child. If that's comfortable, if you feel uncomfortable with this, just imagine your adult self. Recognize that there is still a child that lies within this person. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. If you are seeing this person's potential and a natural wish arises to cherish and honor this person, you are experiencing your own capacity for good wishes, pure feelings, loving kindness. And if you're directing the words to yourself, their best wishes, pure feelings and loving kindness, self-kindness. And this capacity is with you always. Now, both partners, please open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. And then both partners, now close your eyes and just notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. Just bring an accepting attitude to whatever your experience is. If your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please keep them open now. And again, if you want to just put your hand on your heart, again to remind yourself to be kind to yourself, to bring that healing energy. Again, when I speak to the person with open eyes, direct the words to your partner in a heartfelt way. And if you're with closed eyes, direct the words to yourself. If your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. and if your eyes are closed to yourself. Knowing there are gifts and strengths that are already realized and those that are still seeds of potential. Like in every human life, there are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humour, creativity, generosity and tenderness. The heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. As you look, if your eyes are open, imagine your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, imagine yourself as a child, if that's comfortable, or just stay with your adult self. Recognize that there is still a child that lies within this person. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child would stay well, be safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. If you are seeing this person's potential and a natural wish arises to cherish and honour this person, know that what you are now experiencing is your innate capacity for good wishes, pure feelings, loving kindness. And if you were directing the words to yourself, that's self-kindness. This capacity is with you always. And again, just open your eyes and silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Now both partners close your eyes and take a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. Now take a few slow deep breaths and release those feelings of loving kindness. And now we're going to explore that feeling of compassion. So if your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. Once more, put your hand on your chest as you look at your partner or look within, letting yourself reflect on a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. The burdens that are carried, the suffering and pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss and hurts, things that seemed impossible to bear at the time, yet somehow were born. Let yourself open to this pain, turn toward it, acknowledge it. You can't fix the pain or make it go away, but you can be with it, with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now imagine your partner as a child, and if your eyes are closed, yourself as a child, if that feels okay. And recognize that sometimes there is still a child that lives within this person. Recognize that there is still a child that lives within this person who is sometimes frightened, sometimes hurt, confused or struggling. Let yourself feel how naturally you would want to reach out to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that they can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. If you are seeing this human vulnerability and the natural wish arises to help, to protect and comfort this person in the midst of their suffering, know that what you are now experiencing is your natural capacity for compassion. And if you're directing the words towards yourself, self-compassion. And this capacity is there in you always. Both partners, please now open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Take a few moments to notice how you're feeling. Close your eyes now, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. Give space for whatever arises. And Now, if your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed, please open them now. And again, just offering yourself that healing energy of love to your heart. Let yourself become aware of a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. Your partner, if your eyes are open, or yourself, if your eyes are closed. Burdens that are carried, suffering and pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss and hurts. Things that seemed impossible to bear at the time, yet somehow they were born. Let yourself open to this pain. Turn toward it. Acknowledge it. You can't fix the pain or make it go away, but you can be with it, with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now imagine your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, yourself as a child, if that feels comfortable. Recognize that there is still a child that lives within this person who is sometimes frightened, hurt, confused, or struggling. Let yourself feel how naturally you would want to reach out to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that they can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. If you are seeing this human vulnerability and a natural wish arises to help, to protect and comfort this person in the midst of their suffering, what you are experiencing is your natural capacity for compassion. And if you're directing the words towards yourself, for self-compassion. And this capacity is there in you always. Now again, both partners, please open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge each other. With the eyes. And then please both people close your eyes and just take a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you are feeling and be who you are. Remember that this person who you may or may not have known could have been anyone in the world, no more or no less special than yourself. and then just taking a few deep breaths and letting go of the exercise. And just share for a few minutes with your partner what that exercise was like for you. Did you notice a difference between feeling good wishes or feeling compassion? So just gently start a quiet discussion and share your experiences. Okay, it's traffic control now, I think, so why don't we just stop and have a minute of silence together for traffic control, and then we'll put our chairs back. So if you can thank your partner and bring your chairs back to normality, and maybe Pauline, I'd invite you to come out the front for a So just before we sit back down and do another quick exercise before Daddy comes, just going to ask Pauline to give us a little stretch. Yeah, just do it there. Just stand over there and do it. So did you sit down, get your translations things in? Did you enjoy that exercise? Just time for a couple of comments. Anything anyone noticed or observed? Anything anyone wants to feedback from their experience of doing that? If there is one, yeah. Just time for a couple of comments. Yeah. Anyone want to share anything from doing that? No? Yeah? Thank you. gratitude, she said. Okay. Anyone else want to share anything? There's a couple up there. Just a couple of comments, just so we come back together as a group. Oh, there was some up back there too, Chrissy.
Hello, Om Shanti. We are all the dole of earthenware, and Sri Baba is mender, is minding us. We are all jewel of Sri Baba. They look after us, and we have to look after ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who was that?
In one word, liberation.
Liberation. Very nice.
Liberation.
Very nice. And this girl just here?
Okay. Yeah. I just felt totally acceptance for my sister. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for her because she made me to realize that that a little child was the same for me. So, very, very important experience. And thank you. Good. A lot.
Okay. There's one down here. Well, one there and one here. Then I think that's all we've got time for if we're going to close with another exercise. Yeah.
One more word, love.
Love. Yeah.
Love for the other soul, love for all souls, love for the self.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, this will be the last comment for now, and then... yeah.
There is always hope.
There is always hope, thank you. So I'm just going to read you a poem, and then I'd like to do another exercise. And this poem is called Kindness. And it actually happened to a lady who was with her husband on honeymoon in South America, and the bus was boarded by bandits, dacoits. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What held your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken stare out of the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must also know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it until your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out in the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. Thank you. I really like that line, and you see the size of the cloth. It's like you really can embrace the sorrow that's inside of you. You're not avoiding it. You're not running away from it. You're letting Baba's love come in and heal that. We spend a lot of energy not looking at it, pretending it's not there, running away from it, avoiding it, distracting ourselves. But really to embrace that, the sorrow we've accumulated for 63 births and knowing that's what Baba really is trying to restore us from those hurts. Yes? It's by someone called Naomi Shaib Nye. And so I thought I'd like to finish before Daddy comes. Hopefully we'll have time just to do a little exercise. Again, it's a commentary. When you have difficult relationships, and often these might be someone you're caring for or someone you're doing service with, we often find that the people we end up doing service with challenge us the most. We think, how did I end up with this person in service? But that's because we're there to learn something, as Belinda said. There's another very lovely exercise called Silver Linings, where you think about something you just thought you'd never survive, but what was the silver lining in that? And often relationships are there to teach us something, aren't they, that we otherwise wouldn't learn. So I'd like you to, this is called equanimity phrases, and you probably have your own equanimity phrase. It's a phrase that you say to yourself that keeps you on an even keel, or in Baba's language, keeps you sitting on your throne of self-respect. Yeah? So just think about what kind of phrases do you have for yourself from Baba. What are the phrases you say to yourself that help keep you on an even keel in praise, defamation, victory and defeat? Happiness and sorrow, I like that one a lot. Because they're both opposite sides of the same thing, and you're just staying in the middle. All will be well. Baba's hand is on me. All these different phrases we have. And so this exercise is just knowing that some of the relationships can be really quite testing, but so how can I keep myself in a good position in that relationship? So I'm going to ask you to think of a relationship at the moment which you might find a little bit difficult. It might be someone who's just a bit annoying or irritating or a bit bossy, or someone who's even a bit angry, something that you find makes you feel uncomfortable. And let's see if we can really work for you. What's a phrase, what's a way of being that will help you not take sorrow from that relationship. Is that clear? Okay. So it's just a short meditation, and so sit in a comfortable position, and you can have your eyes closed or half open. And again, just reminding to bring yourself that loving, healing energy to yourself. And take a few deep breaths. And I'd like you to bring to mind someone that you're either caring for or working with that is frustrating you in some way, or you're finding it a bit exhausting to be with them. Visualize this person and the situation clearly in your mind, and just notice if you feel a little bit uncomfortable in your body when you bring this person to mind. A bit of a test for you, this situation or this person. You're caring for them, they're taking your energy in some way, they're draining you. And just let these words go through your mind. Everyone is on his or her own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. There are times when this relationship is difficult to bear. yet I may still try to help if I can. Just be aware of any tension that you're carrying in your body as a result of this relationship. Inhaling fully and deeply, drawing that compassionate energy inside your body and filling every cell of your body with compassion and love. Letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply and giving yourself that love and compassion that you need. And also allowing that love and compassion to flow from Baba to you for this situation. That healing energy. And as you breathe out, send out compassion to the person who is associated with your discomfort, or to others in general. And gradually continue breathing in and out, breathing in compassion for yourself, and breathing out compassion for the other. And as you breathe in, draw that compassion from Baba. And as you breathe out, send it to the other person. One for me, one for you. Or you may feel that you need two for you. Or ten for me and one for you. Whatever balance feels right, take as much as you need for yourself. And only give what you feel comfortable giving. Might be two for me, one for you. Occasionally scan inside to see if there's any discomfort or distress and respond by inhaling compassion for yourself and exhaling compassion for others. Let yourself float on an ocean of compassion, a limitless ocean that embraces all suffering. Baba can see and tolerate and embrace the suffering of the whole world. And listening to the words once again, everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. There are times when this relationship is difficult to bear. Yet may I still try to help if I can. Just see if any phrases arise in your own mind. The phrase that you find helps keep you on your throne of self-respect, in that place of loving yourself and not taking sorrow from the drama or from another soul. What words come to your mind? What is your safety blanket? Your personal mantra? And then just finish by taking another breath of compassion in and out. Just take your, in your own time, take your journals and just write a few reflective notes, either about or about both the exercise we did before and now this one, just any words that came up from you, anything you observed or you learned or you would like to write to yourself that you noticed from either exercise. Savita, do we have any news about Daddy's whereabouts? Could you find out for me? Savita Rajan is here. You might know. Rajni, how many minutes do you think? Oh, 2 minutes. Good. So we're in good time. So did you find that